World Old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 70 in a series of 260 chapters covering the happenings and people who made things happen over the past 50 years in Henderson County. Those years, the great WHKP years, and Frank L. Fitzsimmons was the chronicler. I simply pick up where Fitz left off. It was on this day 55 years ago today, a Henderson County man became the second most powerful man in the state of North Carolina, maybe the most powerful man in the entire state, and more on that after this. This series of programs deals with the happenings and those that made things happen over the past 50 years. Today we are making an exception. This action took place 55 years ago today, but would affect his life and his thinking for the rest of his life, which was spent right here with his wife, the former Louise Bly, and then with his daughter Virginia, who married James Creekman and now lives in Raleigh. His name was L.B. Prince, Ben Prince. He was a native of Laurinburg, North Carolina, attended school at the Citadel, got his law degree from the University of Virginia. He moved to Hendersonville in 1926 after serving in France in World War I. He married Louise Bly in 1936. On this day, April 19, 1941, Ben was appointed chairman of the State Highway Commission, and that also included being head of the North Carolina State Patrol and director of public works in North Carolina. Now, today, no one man can hold all those jobs. The State Patrol today operates under another jurisdiction from the Department of Transportation, and public works responsibilities spread among a number of other agencies. In 1941, when Ben Prince was sworn in as chairman of the State Highway Commission, he had the final say over the largest highway system of any state in the Union. For that matter, North Carolina still does oversee more than 76,000 miles of roads and highways, the largest of any state in the Union. But Ben Prince also was commander, the head of the North Carolina Highway Patrol, and as soon as he was sworn in, he was assigned his own state patrol unit with vehicles for his travel anywhere in the state. And he also had the final say over all public works in the state. Ben was appointed by Governor J.M. Broughton, the only man in the state who had greater power than Ben. Ben served for some 2 years. Now, here's just an example of the greatness of L.B. Prince. In 1942, he resigned this all-powerful job to again offer his services to his country, even though he'd served in World War I. He was sworn in as a major, and while serving in the Pacific in World War II, he became a lieutenant colonel. Anyone may check the record of actions taken under Ben Prince's watch in Raleigh. And one word describes it all, integrity. He simply did not tolerate any deviation from honesty and fair dealings, whether in the management of public affairs, his own law practice and community activities, or in his personal life. He had an amazing ability to reason through complex problems, and he would be the first to tell you when he disagreed with your opinion. I remember Governor Luther Hodges had run on a platform that if elected, he would bring a businessman's training and efficiency to the office of governor. And after he was elected, he announced that he would appoint a professional engineer to head the State Highway Commission, rather than to follow the custom of the past of appointing a prominent politician. I remarked to Ben, "I think that's a good idea." Ben reacted with a wrath he reserved only when he was confronted with a statement from somebody he thought should have better sense than to take such a position. He said, "I believe that's the dumbest opinion you've ever offered to me, and I believe it's the dumbest thing I ever heard Luther Hodges say." I was dumbfounded. "Why would a professional not be good for the Highway Commission?" I asked. Ben, obviously pretty worked up at this time, says, "Because a professional is going to build every road over the straightest line from point A to point B. A professional is not concerned with people who live in that area. And if his road is not convenient to anybody," and by this time his voice had raised slightly and he was rolling rubber bands furiously around his fingers, he says, "he would care less because he's built a straight road from point A to point B. My God, I thought you had more sense than that. Any good politician can hire all the fancy engineers he wants, but it's the job of the politician to serve the people." I was one of a select cadre who served as Ben Prince's, quote, "Her Majesty's Royal Opposition." It took me a while to figure that out, but I ultimately learned that when Ben asked you to come by his office, and he presented an idea with very positive implications, he was asking you to serve as the devil's advocate and tell him what was wrong with the idea. Ben served in the state Senate in 1939. He was a member of the North Carolina Medical Care Commission, the North Carolina Textbook Commission. He served on the State Board of Elections. He was president of Kiwanis Club, the hospital, chairman of the school board, president of the chambers, even served on the Confederate Pension Board. He was head of the Masons, and he was a surrogate father, not only to me, but a dozen or so other young men growing up and trying to raise a family in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. They always went to Ben for counsel, and I say with all humility, Ben Prince was truly my friend. Another memory, this seventh child of a seventh child, who was lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave him with the job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.